Beishamay says that one can bring shlamim, karbanos that are shlamim, that the owners of the carbon would eat from the carbon, but you do not do smicha, you don't lean on the animal, because smicha is being mishtamish with bali chayim. When you lean on it with your whole koach, you're being mishtamish with bali chayim, with live animals. One should not do that on Yantav, midrabanan. But since Beishamay held that you're allowed to separate smicha from shchita, you could have done the smicha before Yantav. So do the smicha before Yantav, and then do the shchita on Yantav. Because Beishamay did not hold tekef l'smicha shchita, that you have to do smicha right before shchita. Ava lo olos. But you're not allowed to bring olos. Everybody agrees that an olos nedava should not be brought on Yantav. But what about an olos re'ia, that a person goes and comes to the Beis HaMikdash on Yantav, he has to bring an olos re'ia? There are other olos that are brought on Yantav, like the carbon tamid and the musaf, the carbon sibor, that has a specific time. But an olos re'ia that a person brings that nobody eats, that can be brought to other days of Yantav. Therefore, one does not bring it and shecht it on Yantav. The Torah says, atzeres tia lochem. And the drasha is, according to Beis HaMikdash, lochem v'loy l'gvoa. It has to be fitting for you to eat and not for the mizbeach. Therefore, we don't bring it. Beisil says that we bring shlamim, the shalmei simcha, and we bring oilus, the oilus re'iyah, we bring them, and we do smicha on them. Because Beisil held that we have to do smicha immediately before shchita. And even though smicha being mishtamish baal chaim is normally asim b'drabanan, because of yantif and the chiyav of bringing the carbon and yantif, we're not concerned with it. So therefore, the shalmei simcha, or even the shalmei chagiga, like Taisenta brings, since it's a chovas hayom, you bring it on yantif, you do smicha on yantif, and also the olos, you also bring them on yantif, even though nobody's eating them. And the rab brings that the reason is because the Torah says that tzeres l'Hashem, it's kol l'Hashem, even when the whole thing is for Hashem. But nedarim and nedavos, karbonos that are nedarim and nedavos that are voluntary, everybody holds, both Beis HaMikdash will hold, that you cannot bring them on yantif, whether it's an olo or a shlamim. Even though by a shlamim, which people eat, shalmei nedava, you can actually use that to be yotze your mitzvah of shalmei simcha, which Beis Hill allows us to. Taisa says that we're dealing with a case where the person was already yotze his shalmei simcha, or you have to have kavana to be yotze the shalmei simcha in the beginning of when you're makrivit. In the case here, whereas he just stam had in mind for a nedava when he was makrivit. But anything that is a chiv of the day, there Beis Hill says one is allowed to.